Hope you like the music, folks. I put a lot of thought into my bumper tracks, and you hear them changing every week. And I want to thank the producer, Ken. He puts up with all the drama, all the clips, all the goofiness for this show. But, you know, he likes it. So we got an hour left. We got a lot to cover. And let's do this. I wanted to finish Protocol 5 from last week. Let's rock through this real quick. Now, we remember where it talks about, for a time perhaps we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the Goyim of all the world, but from this danger we are secured by the discord existing among them, whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another. The personal and national reckonings of the Goyim, religious and race hatreds, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. They're talking about this. They're bragging it's 2,000 years old. They're bragging it's right from the Pharisees. You get it? 20 centuries. That's from the time of, you know, the beginning of the Christian era. This is the reason why there's not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arm, for every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable to itself. All right? Remember that. Think about all the stuff that we cover about, like, violence, racial violence happening. It's all stirred up by them, Elders of Zion. Permit regis regnat. It is through me that kings reign. And it was said by the prophets that we were chosen by God himself to rule over the whole earth. God has endowed us with genius that we may be equal to our task. Were genius in the opposite camp, it would still struggle against us. But even so, a newcomer is no match for the old established settler. The struggle would be merciless between us, such as a fight as the world has yet never seen. I and the genius on their side would have arrived too late. All the wheels of the machinery of all states go by the force of the engine, which is in our hands. And that engine of the machinery of states is gold. The science of political economy, invented by our learned elders, has for long past been given royal prestige to capital. Capital, if it is to cooperate untrammeled, must be free to establish a monopoly of industry and trade. This is already being put in execution by an unseen hand in all quarters of the world. This freedom will give political force to those engaged in industry, and that will help to oppress the people. Nowadays, it is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. Let me read that again. Nowadays, it is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. Why do you think all these people are working to disarm this last country where there's guns everywhere? Think about it. More important to use for our advantage the passions which have burst into flames than to quench their fire. See, they want to Black Lives Matter. They want those passions burning into flames. More important to catch up and interpret the ideas of others to suit ourselves than to eradicate them. The principal object of our directorate consists in this: to debilitate the public mind by criticism. Why do you think the media constantly on every front is to trying to debilitate the public mind by criticizing on all fronts, all angles? Rachel Maddow, Megyn Kelly, Bill O'Reilly, Lawrence O'Donnell, Mika and Joe in the morning on MSNBC. You see, it's to put you in fetal position. To lead it away from serious reflections calculated to arouse resistance. See, that's what they don't want. They want you thinking you're weak, that you cannot overcome this bunch of devils that sits there in all of the precipices of power, whether it's Hollywood, media, music, all these places where the devils are sitting there. And they're weak. They're pathetic. They couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. But see, they've got these muscle-bound security guards around them. Once the security guards turn on them, that's when we can pounce. We have to get to them. See, the enforcer class, those are the people that need to be reached and say, you know what? You're propping up a bunch of wicked little punks. You see, they're the ones that are raping little kids. They're the ones that are doing the little poop-eating rituals and all the weird trash they do out in Hollywood. You see, that's where it's at. All right, now, in all ages, the peoples of the world, equally with individuals, have accepted words for deeds, for they are content with a show and rarely pause to note in the public arena whether promises are followed by performance. Think about that. They rarely pause to note in the public arena whether promises are followed by performance. This is where we fall victim, Americans. Look at George W. Bush. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at Barack Obama. Look at Donald Trump right now. Look at Hillary right now. Look at the promises they're giving you. But how many of us really hold their feet to the fire for their promises? Now, there's YouTubers. There's big kind of alt media outlets that do the heavy lifting. But how many normal Americans, when they're listening? I mean, think about all the blacks that listen to Obama and they cried, their tears flowing down their little cheeks when Obama was speaking, women falling out. And then they're like, oh, he's going to give me a free house. He's going to give me everything free because he promised it. You see, none of those people have the intellectual capacity to hold those people accountable for their promises while they were running for office. You see, whether promises are followed by performance, therefore we shall establish show institutions which will give eloquent proof of their benefit to progress. Show institutions, the Department of Homeland Security. Is a show institution. Is anything secure around here? The mobs are running the streets, just beating people, robbing. They can't even keep Charlotte safe, Ferguson safe, Baton Rouge. What's this? How many cities have to burn? Where's the Department of Homeland Security? You're not keeping the homeland very safe, are you, Jay Johnson, Jesuit Jay Johnson, black, mulatto, weirdo-looking Jay Johnson? You're a punk, Jay Johnson. Okay? These are guys, they're all servants of the Cosa Nostra, the Jesuits, and the rest of it. It's just disgusting. We shall assume to ourselves the liberal physiognomy of all parties, of all directions, and we shall give that physiognomy a voice in orators who will speak so much that they will exhaust the patience of their hearers and produce an abhorrence of oratory. See, that's what they want. They want so many people running their mouths. They want everybody to just get to the point where they're like, you know what? I don't want to hear it anymore. That politics and religion, the two things you don't talk about. See, they've already got it impregnated in our people. So, a voice in orators who will speak so much that they will exhaust the patience of the hearers. That's what it is. My dad's one of those people. He doesn't want to hear the first thing about it. He's 80 years old. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by giving expression from all sides to so many contradictory opinions and for such length of time as will suffice to make the goyim lose their heads in the labyrinth and come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in matters political, which it is not given to the public to understand because they are understood only by him who guides the public. This is the first secret. Let me read it one more time. This is a magic paragraph. Let this sink into your mind, straight out of Protocol 5. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by giving expression from all sides. You see Michael Savage on the right, Rachel Maddow on the left. It's all Jewish, and it's all Talmudic. You understand? And I know that saying it's all Jewish, oh, that's going to, you know, throw some people off and say I'm a Jewish person hater, and I'm not. There's Jewish people that get it. Gilad Atzmon, Israel Shahak, and all the rest of them. But what it is when you're looking at it, they're bragging that they're going to control all sides of every debate. To so many contradictory opinions. You see, they're going to have so many contradictory opinions, it's just going to make you your head bust. And for such length of time, they're going to do it all day, every day, 24-hour news cycle. You see, this is what it is. As soon as 9/11 happened, and I need to mention this again, what started happening at the bottom of the screen of every one of the major networks, ticker tape, this is a secret. As soon as 9/11 happened, you research it. It happened. The ticker below Fox News, CNN, doesn't matter what channel, cable news, the ticker started right after 9/11. I'll put my next 10 paychecks on it. Think about it. To screw your mind. Okay. Now, for such a length of time as will suffice to make the goyim lose their heads in the labyrinth. That's the maze. That's the maze of the media. Okay, and to come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in matters political. They want you to hate everything political. And look at what they've done. They've made it to where there's people on this network, there's people on other networks, there's people out here that want to tell you, don't even get involved. Politics is all rigged. Don't vote. Don't run for office. You see, where does it come from? It comes from the elders of Zion. So any one of these punks, I don't care who they are, that want to tell you your vote doesn't count, don't get involved, politics is just a joke, it's all theater, it is. But at the same time, if enough of us got involved, we could infect change. And see, they want you paralyzed. They want you to feel like, you guess what? You can't do anything. There's nothing you can do. The system's rigged. Trump's saying it's rigged. Everybody's saying the debate's rigged, which it was. But do you understand that it's like a proxy paralysis they're throwing at you? And so what I say to everybody listening is, don't buy it. Go vote anyway, especially for judges. Go vote for your local city councils. Throw your vote for president. Who gives a rat's behind? The Electoral College, we know. But see, a lot of these people that are truthers and researchers and the rest of it, they're playing right into the Elders of Zion's plan to make you think that the best thing is to have no opinion on any kind of matters political and to just, you know, be a George Carlin. You see, I'm just saying there's another side to this. And, you know, there's a lot of naysayers out here, and they're sitting in their house and they're not doing anything, and they're not taking part in society at all. They don't have jobs. They don't do anything. And so they're stagnant. And so they want you to be stagnant. And it's like misery loves company. Break free from that and say, you know what? I'm going to go find a job, even though I know it's rigged and I know it's BS. And yeah, they're going to take taxes to this illegal IRS, Federal Reserve, grabbing my money scheme. But you know, there's another kind of natural law says that if you're not willing to work, you're not even worthy to really eat. And if you're not willing to provide for the members of your, you know, household, then you're basically denied the faith, and you're worse than an unbeliever. Okay, and so there's this whole thing. Let's just become part of this, you know, let's just lay around and be on the dole and go get free health care and suck off the system because the whole thing's going to collapse anyway. You know, if you're white, I'm sorry. You need to go out and do something. Go find something. And it's organized crime, sure, maybe. But every system out there, whether you're in China, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in England, whether you're in Spain, Norway, yeah, it's all organized crime. But so what? You're still supposed to work. It's just part of the creation kind of paradigm that we're living in. All right. The second secret requisite for the success of our government is comprised in the following. To multiply to such an extent national failings, habits, passions, conditions of civil life, that it will be impossible for anyone to know where he is in the resulting chaos, so that the people in consequence will fail to understand one another. Let me read that again. To multiply to such an extent national failings. Isn't that what we're seeing? They send us to battle against the leaders in the Middle East we should be propping up. Assad, Gaddafi, Hussein. They got us overthrowing them, our soldiers, overthrowing the wrong people. It's sick. This measure will also serve us in another way, namely to sow discord in all parties, to dislocate all collective forces which are still unwilling to submit to us, and to discourage any kind of personal initiative which might in any degree hinder our affair. See, they're trying to get us pushed to the brink, to the point where we're not willing to even call them out. Look at the pathetic Christian church. The Christian Zionist, Fat Boy Hanky, Pat Robertson, Van Impe's sick from what I understand. He's not going to be able to go on the air anymore. That was on the other day I saw. But all these Christian preachers who've bootlicked the Jewish mob this whole time and let them run their crimes against humanity, whether it's the Liberty, the Levant Affair, the King David Hotel, 9/11, the bombing Gaza, mowing the lawn, all the false flags in Europe, Charlie Hebdo, Bataclan, Olympia Mall, all the crap these people are doing. Here we go. There is nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. Think about that. Let me say this again. There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such an initiative can do more harm. Such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. The strain which results from freedom of action saps the forces when it meets with the freedom of another. From this collision arise grave moral and moral shocks, disenchantments, failures. By all these means, we shall so wear down the Goyim that they will be compelled to offer us international power of a nature that by its position will enable us without any violence gradually to absorb the state forces of the world and to form a super government. In place of the rulers of today, we shall set up a bogey which will be called the super government administration. Its hands will reach out in all directions like nippers, and its organization will be of such colossal dimensions that cannot fail to subdue all the nations of the world. That's Protocol 5, probably one of the most powerful ones in the protocol. Everybody read it. Keep reading it, and you will understand. They're beating us, and there's people in our own community that are falling into their trap.
imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bible.
Hope you're liking it, folks. It's all messy, this show. It's not perfect. It's not, you know, I don't got 50 people making sure this all, you know, turns out the right way. Let's try to rock and roll towards the end of the show here. Let's, Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. This is Barack Obama and Xi Jinping, president of China, head of the Communist Party. They're standing on a stage together. And this is where Obama's giving you some insight into the internet takeover. This is where they want to go. They want to put us under the Chinese model. In China, folks, look, get into Bolin's research, get into a bunch of other people. It's not like the Chinese communists are like some sort of a operating on their own. They're under Jewish domination. If you don't know that China is basically a Rothschild kind of City of London proxy that the State Department set up, Mao Zedong and the whole nine yards, come on, give me a break. Let's hit clip 13.
We demand the full implementation of all relevant UN Security Council resolutions. As a result of our efforts, our two nations are working together more closely across a broader range of critical issues. In addition, we'll work together and with other nations to promote international rules of the road for appropriate conduct in cyberspace. So this is progress. I have to insist that our work is not yet done. I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area.
A number of nations and a number of states and cities are making decisions at the moment about whether they want to shut themselves up off from new technology and new consumer choice enabled through the internet.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
We see a very effective, slick use of social media, of the internet, by organizations such as...
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. But you're getting it. That was Jay Johnson at the end. See, they're basically trying to say, oh, my gosh, there's all the extremists on the internet. And they're disrupting this glorious new Orwellian Bolshevik Stalinist kind of future we have, which is anti-white, which everything else is just gravy. And the worst elements of Islam are just this is the light of humanity, the Wahhabis, the Takfiris. This is what we want to flood Europe and America with, and Australia and Canada. And we're going to just, it's just going to be this glorious Orwellian Huxleyan future. And it's going to be like a transhumanist, Wahhabi, sick, twisted, Noahide system that we're all just going to love each other and everything's going to be great. This is where they're really going. It's like they're going to use the Takfiri, Salafist, Wahhabi kind of people to overthrow the system. Then they're going to actually crack down on them, purge them, and then the Noahide system's going to come up our way, which is basically Luciferian kind of evil Kabbalistic Judaism, the worst elements, to put all the Goyim under, and the Sanhedrin's going to rule from Jerusalem, decide all kind of court matters and any kind of dust-ups between nations. Everybody's going to be under complete, basically, Zio domination. All the Zionim networks are going to operate throughout the entire world, and everybody's going to have this great Tikkun Olam, glorious kosher future. That's really the New World Order. And everybody says it's Islamic. That's just the first phase of it. Islam's going to overthrow everything, and then here comes Noahide. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Goes out to all the old punk rockers out there. If you don't know who that is, you better check yourself. Anyway, now we got a half hour left. We got to rock and roll, Mr. Producer, and I know you're ready. I always do this. The last half hour of the program is probably the best because then I'm sitting here looking at all the material. I'm like, I haven't even gotten to it. All right. So let's get into this. This has really got me, Mr. Producer. Let's jump on Jones real quick. Let's go to clip 16, Mr. Producer. This is Jones with his kind of 9/11 Saudi shilling. Let's play a little bit of clip 16. Let's hit it.
Donald Trump's right about you being the founder of ISIS, just like I'm right from reading the congressional report from 2002. Where Congress said Saudi Arabia ran 9/11 and that bipartisanly the government stood down because of the embarrassment and covered it up. That's what I mean by 9/11 is an inside job. And yes, I'm a pioneer of exposing that. And I'm so proud of General Flynn and Donald J. Trump and others that are coming out now and exposing this. And on 9/11, I am totally vindicated and proud of the fact that when all these FBI agents and translators like Sebel Edmonds and others went public about 9/11, right after it happened, saying that they were ordered to stand down and that Saudi Arabia had carried out the attacks, I was there exposing that. And the congressional report, not the 9/11 commission, the congressional report held first, said there was a cover-up. That's 28 pages. You translate that into me saying that, again, the government itself, you know, George Bush and firefighters blew it up. I didn't say that.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer. All right, now let's go to clip 7, Mr. Producer. This is just the other day. This is Jones about to bring on Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's Jewish, but he's a deep state operator, and he's willing to call out basically Jewry for pulling 9/11. So at the one, the stuff I just played, Jones, oh, Saudi Arabia did 9/11, limited hangout type trash. Now, let's go to the first segment of clip 7.
I'm telling you, that's the weirdness. And then I had this Mossad agent, who's one of the top guys in the country, whose cover is writing for a major magazine. And he gets here, and I go, I know this is really a visit from the Mossad. He goes, well, I'm sure, but well, how'd you know that? I'm not really doing an article. I just want to see what you're planning to do to Israel. And I'm just like, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against anybody. I'm against World War III. And so...
You're against men.
And I have this conversation. I go, look, I know not just Israel was involved in 9/11. I know a bunch of countries were. I think it's wrong that false flags are carried out. And as long as he knew it wasn't personal, he just ran off. You know. And then I had MI6 show up and all the rest of the stuff. What I want people to know is, then I had the CIA multiple times with reporters as cover. And then they sit there when there's no recording and just go, yeah, I'm here for the CIA to ask you to please stop doing this. And Obama would really like it if you'd stop.
Well, I had one guy get stop it there, Mr. Producer. Let's forward to 1434 and listen to that part. When you got it ready, go ahead and play it.
Pope coming out, and I hate to interrupt you, but I got to hit your
horn.
This
is Kane.
You were on 2 weeks ago, and you said that Tim Kaine, who had attacked me that very day, saying I'm this horrible, evil, deplorable, you know, racist person with no evidence, her VP was basically a Jesuit operative, and that their failed system was feeding Hillary's agenda. The Pope came out in a Catholic newspaper, it's on Infowars.com, and word for word quoted Hillary and Kaine about the deplorable conspiracy theorist media are terrorists, these are quotes, and should be shut down. For me, that's incredible proof. Is he getting talking points from them, or are they getting them from him? Because
well,
this is word for word.
Let me reiterate what I've said to you and what I've written for over 10, 15 years. I knew the Pope when he was the Jesuit director under the Argentinian colonel coup, a military coup, which killed thousands and thousands of people by eliminating them completely. I was asked by the Argentinian military in the late 1970s during the Carter administration to come over to Argentina and assist the colonels in basically dealing with what they called communists. Now, what they meant by communists were innocent citizens as well as innocent Christians, primarily Catholic priests, Catholic nuns, who were herded together underneath the military colonel supremacy of Argentina with the blessing of the Pope. The Pope was then the director of the Jesuit Council in Argentina.
And in fact, didn't he, the word is they even used confession to have a list that was handed
over. Stop it there, well, Mr. Producer. Forward to 3427. But here's a skullduggery which Nick from Circus Maximus and I have kind of tried to flesh out is this. Okay, when they want to do some death squad kind of corporatist kind of dirty business dealings activity, they label everybody a commie and then they whack them. Now, was their liberation theology commie Jesuit kosher Nostra crap going on simultaneously? Yes. Soviet-style Bolshevik crap. So you've got these two things going on simultaneously in Central and South America where all these death squads and assassinations and kind of civil wars and deep state proxy wars were going on. You had the kind of corporatist United States, Smedley Butler factions crushing true like labor worker attempts at like, hey, wait a minute, you guys are grinding us up to the where we can't even have a decent wage, blah, blah, blah. And then under that deal, you had the liberation theology, Soviet style, commie, Jesuit reductions kind of activity going on. So there's multi-layered South, Central and South America is so fascinating when you look at the School of the Americas and the death squads and the left, the right, and all the underbelly of this thing where they all meet. It's just so wild to try to figure it all out. But the point is that Tim Kaine in Honduras and the Jesuit skullduggery, this goes back hundreds of years. Folks, this stuff goes back centuries, okay? And then Jewish skullduggery on top of that with you know, when you look at Ignatius Loyola and all these superior generals and some of these characters that were Jewish, you know, I get into it with people because I'm like, look, man, this Jesuit faction is married, joined at the hip with the Pharisee kind of Jewish mob faction. They've all been kicked out of all these countries. They almost mimic each other. They're almost a mirror of each other. One is a priestly order. The other was the rabbis and the money changers. But it's just like this one big sick kind of cesspit of evil. And I just want, it's just like, to try to figure all this out, it takes really, really intellectual heavy lifting. But all of us are trying to do it. And Chris Dorsey over at the Virginia Militia is into this. And Nick and Kyle, all of us, we're trying to figure this out. But it's basically Jewish mafia. And you get into the Confessions of the Alta Vendita. And you get into all that crap in Italy. And you get into Giuseppe Mazzini and Pike and Garibaldi and this whole thing. And you get into the concordats with the Vatican and the regimes of Mussolini and so forth. I mean, it's a real serious set of things to try to look at and try to keep your minds wrapped around. But we got to realize Tim Kaine, Joe Biden, they're cut from the same cloth. They're the Jesuit boys behind the scenes of Hillary or Obama. Obama's off playing golf. Joe Biden's kids off in Ukraine doing gas deals. Joe Biden's off in Bosnia and Serbia punking people. And Obama's playing golf in Hawaii. Who do you think's running things? Cheney with Bush, cokehead, male cheerleader, skull and bones boy. Okay, I mean, we got to realize that they put these people as handlers. And that's all I want to say. Let's play that last clip where we had queued up.
In the same way that Trump should have hit Hillary about her father, who was a Jew, didn't like the fact he was a Jew, changing the name to Rodham, was a man who abused her physically and mentally as well as a mother, and never made a penny.
Yeah, let's talk about the CIA file on Hillary, her real background. Let's talk about that.
Well, the CIA file on Hillary is that I wouldn't be surprised, quite frankly. I don't want to say this again.
We don't want to get the Justice Department in here, but let's just not play games. Let's just get it out.
Well, there's no playing games. The problem.
No, I'm not saying you are, but let's. As a psychiatrist, what do you? I mean, we know about her history. We know her dad was a mob boss in Chicago. We know he was Jewish. You're half Jewish, and nothing wrong with that. But she's not. She's ashamed of that. I'd be proud of it if I was her. And let's talk about why she's so mentally ill.
Listen to this. Oh, so Alex Jones is fat behind to be proud of it if he was Jewish because Hillary's not and her dad didn't like being a Jew. Wah, 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 wah. You see Alex Jones, what a turd in the punch bowl he is. He called David Icke a turd in the punch bowl years ago. Jones is a turd in the punch bowl. And I know Pachinik likes to come on his program because he's got a massive platform. But listen to that cocking out. Oh, if I was a Jew, I'd be proud to be Jewish. You see what I'm saying, Jones? And then one minute he blames the Saudis for 9/11. The next minute when he has a Jewish guy, Pachinik, coming on, I'd be like, yeah, Israel was involved. And then every other time, oh, it was all the Saudis. You see, he's schizophrenic depending on who he's going to have on his program. And that's what we need to realize. Now, let's get into this. We got probably 16 minutes left till the top of the hour. Mr. Producer, we're going to get into this thing going on with Russia. Now, I've got a Kurt Nemo article up on Activist Post. Kurt Nemo used to be Alex Jones's main guy. He's doing his own thing now. He's left the InfoWars operation. State Department threatens to send Islamic terrorists into Russia. This was from the first. State Department spokesman John Kirby warned Russia on Wednesday its radical Salafist terrorists in Syria may soon attack Russian cities. Extremist groups will continue to exploit the vacuums that there are in Syria to expand their operations, which could include attacks against Russian interests, perhaps even Russian cities, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to play some of this crap, and it's going to really get under your skin. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip one. This is John Kirby, State Department spokesman.
Groups will continue to exploit the vacuums that are there in Syria to to expand their operations, which will include, no question, attacks against Russian interests, perhaps even Russian cities. Russia will continue to send troops home in body bags. Here at the State Department, the Secretary is still committed to a diplomatic solution. There are other options that don't revolve around the act of diplomacy.
Looking at the events that followed the ceasefire, how is it fair to say that Russia is solely responsible for the failure of this deal?
Because, and we've said this many, many times, they have influence on Assad. I didn't make that up.
Are you saying that you don't have influence with the rebels?
We do. And so do some of our allies and partners as well.
And if the U.S. does have influence with these rebel groups, why the hundreds of ceasefire violations? Why did that happen?
We have influence over some, not all. We have
refused to abide by that
deal.
There
are other nations that have influence, and again, we have admitted that not all the opposition groups on every single day completely abided by it.
Can you admit that part of the responsibility for the failure of this deal lies with the rebels and with the U.S.?
I think we've been nothing but honest about the fact that there have been violations of the ceasefire and the cessation of hostilities on all sides.
The U.S. has expressed grave concern over what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen by hitting civilian targets there. Why isn't the U.S. threatening to cut ties with Saudi Arabia?
We have, the Secretary talked about this when we were in Jeddah a few weeks ago. We have been honest with the Saudis about our concerns over the lack of precision in some strikes. We've talked to them about the importance of conducting investigations.
But Saudi Arabia is doing there what Russia is accused of doing in Syria. So I'm...
No.
How is that consistent?
Because what we're seeing the Russians do... And I would love to see you ask your government some of these questions. You know, Russia Today never does that. You never poke and prod your own government.
We are learning that Syrian rebels have received, quote-unquote, excellent quantities of surface-to-surface Grad missiles from, quote-unquote, foreign states. Actually, this is from a Reuters article. I was quoting a Reuters article. Considering how intertwined some of these rebel groups are with al-Nusra, specifically in Aleppo,
You can stop it there. But you get where it's going. See... Remember, I just read Protocol 5, okay, where basically they want to destroy your faith in anything. And so, look, I tend to take the side of the Syrian government here. Look, why am I wanting to overthrow a guy, an ophthalmologist who dresses like a Western dude that goes to Christmas services in the churches that has held all the ethnic groups together in his country where they had this progressive, I mean, like, you looked at the cities before we decided to overthrow Syria, all the neocon gang and, you know, all the Jewish supremacists to create Greater Israel. I mean, look what they did. Look at Syria before, and then you look at it now. And I don't give a rat's ass about Greater Israel. I don't care about their vision. Whether, you know, my belief system or not, this was a sovereign nation, and these punks, whether it's the Queen and all the Rothschilds and the City of London and all these people that like to redraw borders on the Middle East. You know, I'd love to come over there and set up a gallows 1,000 deep and start hanging people from the City of London and from Buckingham Palace. The same thing I'd love to do in D.C. The same thing I'd like to do in Rome. Okay? This three-star system, the flag of Washington, D.C., there needs to be a big set of gallows set up in all three of these locales for all the sick, pedophile, weirdo scum that have decided to destabilize the entire planet for their little twisted vision. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. This is Mike Morrell. This is the guy that's trying out to be one of Hillary, the former associate director of the CIA, talking. He's a little chicken neck punk with little round glasses, little sniveling little wuss. Okay, couldn't walk down the streets of St. Louis at 2 o'clock in the morning, but he wants to talk about Russians and body bags and all the rest of this crap. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip three.
Give them the things that they need to both go after the Assad government, but also to have the Iranians and the Russians pay a little price, right? When we were in Iraq, the Iranians were giving weapons to the Shia militia who were killing American soldiers, right? The Iranians were making us pay a price. We need to make the Iranians pay a price in Syria. We need to make the Russians pay a price. The other thing I would do...
We make them pay the price by killing Russians?
Yes.
And killing Iranians?
Yes. Covertly. So you don't tell the world about it, right? You don't stand up at the Pentagon and say we did this, right? But you make sure they know it in Moscow and Tehran. Here's the other thing I want to do. I want to go after... those things that Assad sees as his personal power base, right? I want to scare Assad.
So in his own country.
I want to go after his presidential guard. I want to bomb his offices in the middle of the night.
Well, that happened about 2 years ago. As you remember, when his brother-in-law was...
I want to destroy his presidential aircraft on the ground. I want to destroy his presidential helicopters. I want to make him think we're coming after him, right? I'm not advocating assassinating him. I'm not advocating that. I'm advocating going after what he thinks is his power base, right, and what he needs to survive. I want him to think about this is not going to end well for me, right? I want to put pressure on him. I want to put pressure on the Iranians. I want to put pressure on the Russians to come to that diplomatic settlement.
All right, stop it there. What a little bitch. I'd love to go up to D.C. and have 5 minutes alone with this little punk in a room. This is what we have running our country, people. Do you understand? You have open traitors calling for the bombing of the presidential palace of other sovereign nations. This is what we have. Hit clip two, Mr. Producer. This is him again. Clip two.
Michael Morell, a former CIA director, said Russian soldiers should be killed in Syria to solve the crisis in the country.
We need to make the Iranians pay a price in Syria. We need to make the Russians pay a price. The other thing I would do...
We make them pay the price by killing Russians?
Yes.
Michael Morell added that the killing of Russians should be done covertly, but in such a way that the Kremlin would get the message. He says he hasn't discussed the idea with Hillary Clinton.
Pause it there for a second. Pause it. Now, for those of you that are paying attention, you know that Putin's BMW in the last 2 weeks was hit in a very funky fashion where his chauffeur was killed. Putin was supposed to be in the car. And it didn't happen, hopefully, but this is what we're dealing with. These little chicken neck punks, okay? They think they're deep state operatives, and you look at them in the mirror, and it's just like, what? Because you've got the power of the state behind you, you think you're a stud? You know, we're all hanging out here with nothing. We're all all of us Americans like you and I, we're all hanging out here with us and what we got, and that's it. And then we got these little turds talking about killing people from other countries, bombing presidential palaces, killing Russian soldiers, and all the rest of this garbage. Right on Charlie Rose and all these other TV. Resume that clip, Mr. Producer.
For president. Morell is also a strong critic of Clinton's opponent, Donald Trump. The former CIA deputy director's endorsement of Clinton has not gone unnoticed. The Democratic candidate retweeted an interview by Morell where he accused Trump of being an unwitting agent of Russia. the Republican frontrunner was quick to hit back with a tweet of his own, calling Morrell a totally Clinton flunky. We got reaction to Morrell's call to kill Russians from former MI5 agent turned whistleblower Annie Matchin.
This is more like an alarming job application by Morrell. So he would love to have a senior post in any Clinton administration if she were to be elected. And he's saying what he thinks she would like to hear about.
All right, you can stop it there. So you get it. This guy's jockeying for a position in Hillary's little sick administration. Now, I wanted to get to this. There's so much I didn't get to. The debates. Look at any playoff series, folks. That was a total. What do they do with playoff series where it's best of 4 of 7 or 3 out of 5? They stretch them out to maximize the money, to maximize viewership. That's what that was. So Trump played possum for the first debate. This is all theater, okay? Now listen, the UN Human Rights Council, headed by Saudi Arabia, is chairing it. Now they're going to come out and say black people need reparations, okay, because of this terror against them in the United States, which is basically Jewish inspired. If you really get into it, they ran the slave trade and they ran some of the other stuff. But now, so the Saudis, who have been running slaves for centuries, black slaves, they say that the United States needs to pay reparations to black people here in the United States for slavery, which is just to further the race war agenda. Okay, the UN's running it. The United Nations is funded predominantly by the United States. This is to transfer the blame from this world Bolshevik agenda away from the U.S. government onto this proxy, which is the United Nations, which was created by the Soviets and the Americans, okay? Now you get into AMRUS, A-M-E-R-U-S-S, AMRUS. You get into this whole thing, and you'll realize that this whole United Nations thing is to bring in basically Bolshevik world government. The Arizona Republic, the first time since 1890, said they're supporting Hillary. The San Diego Union Tribune, first time in 148 years. Oh, they're gonna support Hillary for the presidency. Both of these newspapers, never before. I didn't even get to a lot of this stuff. I'm sorry, I get caught up, but I still hope you guys like the program. It's real. It's organic. It's a one man operation. Me and Ken down there in Round Rock, Texas. Thank you, Ken. You always do a great job for me, and I really appreciate you as my producer. And so hope you guys like the program. It's rough around the edges. It's not perfect, but it is what it is. Incendiary Radio, keep listening. Keep telling your friends about it. Let the program grow. It's organic. Thank you.
Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We'll